Breakfast Briefing on News Talk
with Super Value Car and Home Insurance. Insurance that rewards you at supervalue.ie/insurance.
Let's turn to the national and international media to see what's making the headlines this Wednesday morning. Well, the papers are predominantly leading this morning with the post-budget day explainers. There's loads of commentary. There's plenty of various different summaries in all of the papers, supplements, whatever you need, all about budget 2019 and what it means for you. And there's also loads of case studies as well, so you can compare and contrast your own situation with those that have been looked at by the experts. But there's also election speculation. Yes, the Irish Independent is leading this morning. Their headline, Leo's Vote Grab. Ministers were last night speculating on an election date after Budget 2019, which aimed to give something to everybody in the country. The finance minister sought to target families with measures to reduce the cost of health and childcare. However, within hours of the budget, the Fianna Fáil leader Micheál Martin phoned the Taoiseach Leo Varadkar to discuss the confidence and supply arrangement. Now, formal talks on a potential renewal of the deal will take place in the coming weeks, but it is understood, however, that Leo Varadkar wants the deal done and dusted by Halloween. But senior sources on both sides were speculating about an election that could take place as soon as the 7th of December. That's according to the Irish Independent this morning. Also in the Irish Times, their front page lead story today. Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil poised to begin talks on new agreement. Pat Leahy, their political editor, writing, as the political focus moved on quickly from the budget yesterday evening, the two men, both Leo Varadkar and Micheál Martin, spoke last night and have agreed that their officials will begin the process of reviewing the current arrangement and also examining the potential for a new deal. To the Irish Examiner, their lead story today, Taoiseach wants Fianna Fáil deal by end of Halloween break. Daniel McConnell, their political editor, writing that Leo Varadkar has said that he wants the talks over the new confidence and supply deal to try and conclude by the Halloween break. And that story again also leading the Times Ireland edition as well this morning. Fine Gael throws down the gauntlet over election. Leo Varadkar has thrown down the gauntlet to Fianna Fáil, indicating that he's prepared to call an election unless a deal to renew the confidence and supply agreement can be swiftly reached. So I've no doubt there's going to be plenty of discussion about that story across all of the programmes here on News Talk today. But also to the tabloids as well this morning. It's a story too that's dominating there in the Irish Daily Star. Budget 2019 donuts, that's their headline. Smirking Pascal's the cat that got cream as he doles out election sweeteners. Also, fury at the hospitality VAT snub and breaks for landlords. Plenty of coverage there too in the Star on the budget this morning. In the Sun, they've gone with something slightly different, a little bit of a different take on the budget. It's called House Party. That's the headline. Leo and Pascal invite you to help them celebrate the building of 10,000 social homes, an extra €90 million to tackle homelessness, tax cuts restored, Dole Xmas bonus, and two photographs of Leo Varadkar and Pascal Donoghue literally raving the cash. They are described as the budget MC. So a light-hearted take on budget 2019 yesterday. Staying with the tabloids and just to an entirely different story this morning. The headline is Mum brutalises baby daughter and walks free. Infant had broken legs, a broken arm and a fractured skull, but judge spares parent a jail term. This is in relation to a case before Ennis Circuit Court, and plenty of details. Comes with just a warning as well on the front and indeed page 2 of the Irish Daily Mail this morning. In the Irish Daily Mirror and also the Herald, they lead with the same story. Their headline, a swoop on gun threat teen and I'm going to shoot up school. That's the headlines. A teenage boy threatened a massacre over a grudge with the school. It emerged last night, and that story was doing the rounds yesterday, and there's more in both the Mirror and indeed in the Herald also today. There's a few other stories though I just want to flag with you as well, other bits that are making the headlines as well this morning. You can't get away from the fact that Emma Vicnahuna's funeral mass, her funeral ceremony took place in Kerry yesterday, and also the funeral mass to take place in Dublin later today. There's plenty of coverage across all of the papers. Photographs, really heartbreaking photographs of family members coming out of the ceremony in Kerry yesterday. In The Independent, their headline, Emma's lasting legacy. Children say farewell to their brave mother. The coffin of Emma Vicnahuna brought to the church in County Kerry for the funeral mass there, followed by her five children, and each of them pictured in the front of the paper. And there's more coverage as well on pages 16 and 17 of The Independent, and it's in all of the papers as well today as well. Just a few other bits making the just also doing the rounds as well this morning. An interesting story in the front of the Irish Times. The headline, politicians call for an end to investigations of Troubles. All investigations into unsolved killings during the Troubles should be stopped, and the £150 million sterling that could be saved should be spent on victims and survivors. And that's some of the UK's most senior retired politicians have been calling for. The letter is calling for the ending of investigations has been signed by four former Northern Ireland secretaries, and the intervention, which comes in the wake of a number of arrests of retired British soldiers in connection with killings during the 1970s, is no doubt set to be highly controversial. And there's plenty in that story by the paper's Northern editor Gerry Moriarty in the front of the Irish Times as well today. Just a few other bits in the papers as well this morning. In the Irish Times on page 6, the headline: summer brought surge in rat numbers. The long spell of the hot weather over the summer led to increased rodent breeding and a citywide rat infestation, according to Dublin City Council. Building works and also a number of fast food outlets added to the increase. Pretty disturbing story there. Page 6 of the Irish Times this morning. Something a little bit different in the Times Ireland edition. Their headline today: mourners told to ban noisy memorials. Solar lights and wind chimes on graves are proving apparently to be a growing source of conflict, because some mourners say that they also disturb the peace of cemeteries. And this is following on from a number of councils actually in the UK are now banning memorials that make a noise, and they've also removed items that don't conform to their rules and regulations, prompting tensions with grieving relatives. Do let us know what you think of that. 53106 at a cost of 30 cents. Another story as well in the Star on page 22. We'll end on this one today. Homework ban is right move. A pupil pens plea to politicians to let kids meet kids. This is a young student with autism who's written to all of the country's politicians asking them to let kids meet kids by banning homework. This determined little fella Finn from County Meath has penned the email to all TDs and the Department of Education, stating 8 different reasons why schoolwork should be banned to create more family time. And he was voted on to the Student Council just last week. And in the letter he said homework causes stress at home and teachers are teaching less because they have to correct it. He said all of the students agree with him, and homework is bad for those with special needs like him, who are exhausted when they come home in the evenings. It's an interesting thought. Do let us know what you think of that. 53106 at a cost of 30 cents. You can also get us on Twitter this morning at BreakfastNT, or at myself at Andrea Gilligan. Those are the stories making the headlines this Wednesday morning.
Breakfast Briefing on News Talk
with Super Value Car and Home Insurance. Insurance that rewards you at supervalue.ie/insurance.